Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
That's right. The Drive is live, and it is a Victory Monday. You can see it if you're on YouTube and Twitch from Tyler's shirt. He's got his Victory Monday shirt. Ninth time this year he's had to watch that and get that prepared. He comes right from Colorado to a division championship. The Texans are in. We talked about it on this show. It was a matter of time. I just did not expect the Colts to be able to be consistent. And even in the game yesterday, boy, they looked like they were in good shape. And then Jonathan Taylor dropped the ball before he scored. And then just one of the worst double reverse passes I've ever seen in my life that was a pick six. It was just awful. So the Colts helped you out, did their part. They lost, and now the Houston Texans are AFC South champs and will have a home playoff game like last year. So, let's hear from us. Let's hear from the head coach, D'Amico Ryan. Talks about, as he spoke to the media earlier today, you heard that on In the Loop. Check that on the Odyssey app if you missed it. Talked about what it meant, what it felt like clinching the AFC South.
Yeah, clinching the AFC South is huge for us. Great accomplishment by all of our guys. It's always our goal, right? You want to make it in the postseason. You have to win your division. It starts there. And so we're just thankful for everyone who played a part in us, you know, reaching the first step of our goal, and that's getting in. Credit to all of our guys and the work that they put in, the way they played. Yesterday, it was just outstanding to see them play that way, play complimentary football and find a way to win games. And so very proud of our guys and proud to win the AFC South.
There it is. They are back-to-back champs. And D'Amico Ryans, C.J. Stroud come in both first 2 years, win back-to-back division titles. All right, this is where I want to start. All hands on deck. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in and give your thoughts. And those of you as well on the text line, 713-572-4610. All right, back-to-back years, fellas. They have won this division. Last year was a bit of a surprise. They won 10 games, and they didn't clinch that thing until the last game of the season. This year, they've clinched it with three to go. And they have 9 wins, one more to match last year. And I want to throw this out after they defeated yesterday the Miami Dolphins. Do you feel better about this team going into the playoffs than you did last year's division champion going into the playoffs? How do you feel right now? You feel better this year, or do you think you felt better last year going into the postseason? 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, Clint, you feel better now?
Right this second?
Do you feel better about this team? No. You felt better last year going to the playoffs?
Yeah. Yeah. I felt better about the offense. I felt better about C.J. Stroud, their ability to win a shootout, their ability to to score, just take advantage of the opportunities that you're given throughout a game and put the points that you should on the board. I felt really good about that, and manufacturing some with just elite quarterback play. I felt better last year with going into games. Now, obviously, right after the Baltimore game, you're like, "Uh-oh, what happened?" But going into the playoffs, yeah, I don't feel good about this offense right now versus better opponents.
So, let me get this right. Are you saying you felt better about their chances of advancing last year than you feel right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I felt better about the Texans' product that is football last year going to the playoffs than I would feel right now if the playoffs started tomorrow.
Someone text in, Ron, this year I feel better about the defense and I felt better about the offense last year. Definitely don't feel better. This year defense can keep them in all games. And people keep texting in, do you feel better? All right, your team is back-to-back AFC South champs. Do you feel better about your team this year going into the playoffs than you did last year? I want to get Tyler's thought here in a second. But, fellas, I feel better. It's not close. In terms of this team's ability to advance, one, I'll start here. I don't think, like last year, if we going into it, the thought was, all right, you got that Baltimore team that looks like, you, if you remember last year's Baltimore team, they were like the number one defense and like a top three offense, right? Like they were both sides of the ball. They looked like a hard team, and specifically a hard team for you to deal with. I don't think there's a great team like that out there. I know Buffalo is going in and just beat Detroit. They've given up 86 points the last 2 weeks as well. And you've beaten that Buffalo team. So I don't feel like there's a juggernaut at the top. And I just think that we are conditioned to believe and feel better about a team whose offense is better. And I think the Texans' defense this year is better than the offense of last year. And that offense was the thing that gave you confidence last year. I think the Texans' defense is not what the hell they did yesterday. Are you kidding me? That was dominant performance. And as you've said before, let's start thinking about the offenses that waltzed itself into NRG. This is now the Miami Dolphins, like the Buffalo Bills, like the Detroit Lions, who walked in here and didn't look anything like they normally looked or have looked before them. So I think we are conditioned to think, oh, a team is good because of the offense. I think that's why people think that Buffalo's the best team in the league, even though they have given up 40 points the last 2 weeks. But because they've scored over 40 and it feels good, I think it's conditioned offense. This defense, to go along with C.J. Stroud, who can still make plays. He is not the level of what we thought he was going to be, but like we saw yesterday, when he had to make a couple of plays to get touchdowns, he made plays. That combination, I feel better about this defense, which I think this is an elite unit. I don't think last year's offense for the Texans was an elite unit. I think this is an elite unit, and if you look across the league, there's not offenses is even down. I know Buffalo is going off a little bit lately, but that's not been what they've been all year. I feel better about the Texans' chances advancing because they got a dominant unit, and I still think, God, dog, man, can CJ, Nico, Joe figure out 20 points, 21 points? Can they figure it out in most games? So I see a lot of people rolling in. I think more people are agreeing with you, Clint, on this, that they're really skeptical of the offense. But this defense is not the first time. This defense is dominant. At times,
I agree, and that's the most encouraging thing about the defense. By the way, I agree with you about the defense. That is the most encouraging part of what we're watching with the Texans. I talked about this last night with Sean Pendergast in the postgame show, Ron. That I think the story of these next two games, really the next three, but number one, they accomplished what I hope they'd accomplished, which is the the Tennessee Titans game at the end of the season is not going to mean a damn thing.
Well, yeah.
Right? Okay. So that box.
Now they could take their bye.
That box is checked, right? So you look at Baltimore and Kansas City.